discuss our responsibilities to God's Word as a follower of Jesus. Let's look at a few verses in Psalm 119 and recognize the attitudes and the actions concerning God's Word by the psalmist. Verse 9 says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word." The attitude here is the heart of pleasing God. How do we keep our way pure? How do we please God? Our action is guard your ways according to God's word. To guard our ways according to God's word. Seek our guidance from Him. Verse 10 says, "With my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments." The attitude here is seeking God with our whole heart. And the action is a prayer to help with wandering. So we should pray and to keep us from wandering away from God. Have that communication open with Him. Verse 11 says, "I have stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." The attitude here is obedience. Be obedient to God's word. And the action is studied, memorized God's word, hide it in our heart. That's the action we need to take in order to be obedient to God's word so that we won't sin against Him. Verse 12 says, "Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your statutes." The action is an action of praise. Blessed are you, O Lord. And the action is to hide God's word in our heart. Verse 13 says, "With my lips I declare all the rules of your mouth." The attitude here is boldness. That with our lips we'll declare all the rules of the Lord's mouth. And the action is declares God's rules. We will declare His rules in boldness. Verse 14 says, "In the way of your testimonies I delight as much as in all riches." The attitude here is delighted. We're delighted in God's word. And the action is rejoicing. We rejoice with delight in God's word. Verse 15 says, "I will meditate on your precepts and fix my eyes on your ways." The attitude here is respectful. We'll fix our eyes on God's ways. We respect Him. Our action is to meditate on God's word. Learn it, to memorize it, to hide it in our hearts. Verse 16 says, "I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word." The attitude here is delight. I think we saw that back in verse 14. And we will not, the action is, we will not forget your word. Here's a question to ponder today. What qualifies a believer to be a disciple of Christ? Well, let's look in John 8:31 and see what it says. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed Him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." So that gives us the answer there. What qualifies a believer to be a disciple of Christ? That we abide in His word. We must believe and follow God's word. It is required to be a disciple of Jesus. Here are a few verses that tell us the actions we should take to be a disciple and why we should. Psalm 78:5-7 says, "He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children of unborn, of the yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children, so that they shall set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments." The action here is to pass God's word on to our children and grandchildren and even those who are unborn. And why do we do that? To give them the hope in God so that they will know Him and continue God's word and not forget His work. So we want to pass pass God's word on to our children and our grandchildren. Acts 17:11 says, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. The action here was to search the Bible daily, eagerly. Why? To find the truth, to find the truths in God's Word. James 1:22 says, "But be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." The action here is to do what God's Word says. And why? So you won't be deceived. So we won't be deceived if we stay in God's Word and we know the truths there and we know what it says, then we won't be deceived by Satan. Revelation 1:3 says, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of his prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near." The action here is to read, hear, keep. To read God's word, hear it, and keep it in our hearts. Why? Because the time is near. We could go on and on with scripture that teaches us what our responsibilities are to learn and share God's word. But the most important action we can take in order to be true disciples for Jesus is to learn God's word and be prepared to share it with those who don't know him, and to use it to encourage and grow those who are already following him. I pray this week that you will read God's word, study and meditate on it, memorize it, talk about it, share it, let it dwell in you richly. For this is our responsibility as Christ followers. Thank you for listening today. May God bless you always and in all ways.